what's up, guys? Welcome back to Commute and Compute. This is Contra. Let's go ahead and record another episode on the way into work today. And I watched the Tucker Carlson interview with Congressman Kirk Weldon last night. And man, it truly got me spun up, frustrated. And so I want to go back about through this interview and just kind of cover some of the things they talked about, some of the things y'all may have already known, maybe some of the things you guys didn't know. But something that still defines America today during that September 11th attack back in 2001. So when former Congressman Kurt Weldon sat down with Tucker Carlson and brought forward some serious claims, ones that questioned the entire official narrative. And we've been told over two decades now some of these narratives. And I'll be honest with you, one of them hits close to home because I was one of those kids that was shipped overseas because of this attack back when I was in the Marine Corps. I wore that uniform patriotically, willing and able to die for this country. And I have several friends that were buried because of this attack that happened on our grounds, our soil, America's, and as a result being sent overseas. And it's a lot different looking back now, obviously with the benefit of hindsight, but I don't want to just sit here and review history, but I guess the question I'm asking is, what if we were all lied to? And, I mean, how many people actually still trust the U.S. government? Period. Regardless of your political side or not. So let's get into it. Let's start with Kurt Weldon. Who is he? He was a congressman for 20 years. But he wasn't just any politician. He was the vice chair of the Armed Services Committee and also served as part of in the Homeland Security. He was also a firefighter. He still is a firefighter, reserve firefighter. He was one of the first ones who raced to Ground Zero and worked on the pile alongside the first responders after the attack. Now, I don't think he's waving around conspiracy theories. I think he was very matter of fact in the things that he knew. He didn't speculate, but he was very sure of the things he knew and the things he could prove. And I don't think he's crazy for it. And the more I dig into things, the more conspiracies or things that were claimed to be conspiracies are coming true. And I think he's bringing some documents. He's bringing first-hand accounts and some internal whistleblowers. And what he's saying is, I think, should have been brought to national headlines years ago. I just think it was suppressed and censored. But in the beginning, Weldon, clearly passionate in the interview, revealed details about a program called Able Danger, a top-secret military program that used data analysis to track terrorist threats. The program identified a person of interest named Mohammed Atta, one of the 9/11 hijackers, as early as the year 2000. But what did the Department of Defense do with that intel? They deleted it, covered it up. Lawyers ordered the files destroyed. And when Weldon tried to present this to the 9/11 Commission, he was ignored. This wasn't a bureaucratic oversight. This was plainly deliberate. And why would anyone destroy evidence that could have stopped the worst terrorist attack in American history? The murder of 3,000 people. Just mind-blowing to think. This is where I think things get a little bit darker. This is the Bin Laden trail, where he was found to be hidden in Iran. According to Weldon and other close to the U.S. intelligence, There were non-official covers, or NOCs, for those of you who don't know, in the field who had tracked bin Laden to Iran. Not Afghanistan, Iran. Our intelligence assets were saying this before the towers even fell. They knew where he was, and they knew it didn't line up with the narrative being built. So what did the U.S. government do? They ignored it, suppressed it, and blamed him anyways. The U.S. public was spoon-fed the image of bin Laden hiding in a cave in Afghanistan. But behind the scenes, he may have been protected, moved, or held in Iran with full knowledge of the U.S. intelligence. Think about that for a minute. This means the official narrative wasn't just incomplete, it was more than likely false. Man, this just gets me going, sorry. Another thing that struck me during this interview was building number 7, the collapse of building number 7. It felt like a controlled demolition. That was a conspiracy, right? Or was it? Because building number 7 wasn't even hit by a plane. No steel skyscraper in history had ever collapsed from fire alone. Until 9/11. Weldon and thousands of engineers have been saying it for years. There's no scientific explanation for that collapse. Zero. None. Yet, this official story insists it was just a fire. But fire doesn't drop a building into its own footprints in seconds. But explosives do. So why won't they investigate? Why was the evidence quickly removed, melted down, and hidden from public analysis? So let's talk about the 9/11 Commission, which I believe was just a whitewash. Or was it? I think it was. Weldon went on to say the 9/11 Commission was designed to fail. It was underfunded, politically restricted, and refused to hear independent key witnesses. Intelligence like Abel Danger, thrown out. Whistleblowers, ignored. The bin Laden-Iran connection, never mentioned. And don't forget, Bush and Cheney wouldn't even testify under oath. It's incredible. The commission didn't even investigate 9/11. It sold a story. One that comforted the public, protected institutions, and set the stage for war. And we went to war with a lie. All predicated on a lie. And that's where it became personal for me. Like I said, I was one of those kids sent to the Middle East. We were told we were fighting for justice, for freedom, for the American country, for 3,000 Americans who died on 9/11. I'm beginning to think now that this was never true. And Weldon made it clear in the interview, there's no direct link between Iraq and 9/11. I didn't realize that till like after I got home from Iraq. All these weapons of mass destructions, all these lies, movies were made about it, you name it. I mean, there were missions that we were given for specific targets, raids, intelligence that we were told specifically where certain individuals were because they were the threat to America. And the military, you do what you're told. There's a mission. You accomplish that mission by all means. And there's always going to be casualties. Yet while Americans were bleeding in that sand, politicians back home were getting rich. Defense contractors cashed in. Bush and his allies, his cronies, made millions. Cheney's Halliburton also made millions. Probably billions. Troops came home in flag-draped coffins or missing limbs while D.C. toasted to freedom. We deserve better than this. We deserve the truth. Now, what would a real investigation now look like? Weldon wants a new presidential commission. He wants Trump to appoint people, certain key individuals, to this commission. But Weldon this time, he wants one that's not run by political appointees. He's calling for engineers, scientists, historians, whistleblowers, people with no dog in the fight, people who care about the truth more than their careers. But until we admit what really happened on 9/11, this won't stop here in our country. It will repeat itself. And maybe it was designed that way. So why does it matter today? 20 years later? 24 years later now? Because we're still living in the shadow of 9/11. The Patriot Act, NSA surveillance, TSA body scans, freaking tired of that. Wars without end, all built on what was likely a lie. This ain't ancient history, boys and girls. This is now. This was recent. This is our time. If we don't confront this truth, future generations, my kids' generations, will pay the price again. Fighting wars that don't make sense for politicians who don't care about this country and don't care about our kids. I'll leave you with some final thoughts, especially for those who did serve in the post-9/11 wars. My heart goes out to y'all. Love you guys. Hope this helps you stir something inside of you. Know somebody. We were called to duty and we answered it. But the people who sent us, I don't think they deserved our sacrifice. The truth matters. The lives we lost matter. And if we can't speak honestly about 9/11 now, then when? Thanks for riding along with me on the way to work. I know this was a little bit probably heavier than some of the other episodes here on Commute and Compute. If you made it to the end, you're the reason why this conversation still matters. Ask questions, push back, stay curious, do some research. I thank all the other vets. Your service mattered. We fought for each other in the end, for our country, for the people, listeners like y'all. Let's keep fighting, this time for the truth. I'll catch you guys next time.